For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood. Construction is going on in Charleston, but it's not on a new house. It's on an old house. To be exact, it's this old house, seen on PBS since 1980. The program is shooting the renovation of a classic single-wide home in Charleston for broadcast next March. Host Kevin O'Connor talked about why the producers chose the city to film a series of programs.
We've never been before, and we like to get around. And when you talk about a city with great architecture, a respect for historic architecture, this has got to be on top of the list. And we found a great house. It was good bones, great story, and in bad enough shape that it needed the work of our experts. And we can pretty much promise a dramatic transformation.
O'Connor said the house the show is renovating on Hazel Street is a quintessential Charleston style.
That one room wide, long, narrow lots, the three stories, and in that beautiful piazza along the side. We get excited because we don't see that back where we're from, and you don't see it in every city around the country in all these different locations. So the piazza, that one room wide, long and narrow, that tight lot in a dense area, we love it.
That would have been a good opportunity to show the old versus the new.
General contractor Tom Silva described what the craftsmen will do to the house.
All the walls will get exposed brick, and in the back section of the house, there was the kitchen house. And so we're going to open that up with a stairway, and the kitchen house will become a dining room with a bedroom over it. And in the main part of the house, you'll have a new kitchen up in here. So it's basically opening up two buildings that were connected but never opened since 177 years ago.
O'Connor said sometimes the construction crew makes a surprise discovery.
One of my favorites was the old cannonball lodged into one of the corner posts of an old barn that we worked on in Carlisle, Massachusetts. Carlisle is right next to Concord and Lexington, the famous beginning of the American Revolution. So I kind of immediately start to think, wow, this has got to be a cannonball from that era. It's been lodged in our house. Is it? Who knows? But that kind of thing excites you.
Renovating old houses is always a challenge, said Silva. He recalled a couple who had just put a beautiful office in the attic prior to the house being redone.
We found out that the house was actually 8 inches out of level. So the challenge was, do we straighten the house? Can we straighten the floors and we bring the house back up? But I told the homeowner, if I do that, all of the work that you had done on the third floor is going to be destroyed. So I can leave it the way it is. It won't go any further. Or I can jack it up and do the third floor. And they said, well, it is an old house. We kind of like that crooked, wavy floors, so he left it.
Silva said he's never been defeated by a house, but has come close once or twice.
We were trying to save one in a historical district. Should have been torn down, but they really didn't want it torn down. And when we were trying to brace it all up, one day there was a storm that came in and almost blew the house over. That's how shaky it was under the bracing of it, but it didn't fall. Almost.
This old house has remained popular for a couple of reasons, O'Connor believes. One is that everyone lives somewhere, so people have a natural interest in homes.
So people are either watching it because they love old houses and they're voyeurs, or they're watching it because they're facing the exact same problem themselves and they're learning from the best of the best. I think that's what separates us from the rest, and I think it's what's kept us on the air for almost 40 years.
O'Connor said Charleston has some of the best architecture in the country. He hopes the show will impart lessons that can assist homeowners in taking care of their distinctive houses. This report also can be heard on SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. For South Carolina Public Radio, I'm Tut Underwood.